This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am remembering that saying that when something is born crooked, it can't be made straight. Recently, we've been talking about the relationship between King Saul and David. And now if we look back for a moment as to how Saul became king in the first place, and this is long before David was even a factor, we recall that the people of Israel wanted a king because they wanted to be like all of the other nations around them. The prophet Samuel warned the Israelites that they didn't need a human king when they already had a divine king. But the Israelites insisted. So God gave them what they asked for and appointed Saul as their king. Since this whole idea to have a king was born out of an impure place, it was only a matter of time before it would all end in destruction. And that's exactly how King Saul's reign would end, in destruction. And even though David tried to make things right with Saul, he even realized his efforts were futile when he quoted an old proverb when he was talking to Saul and said, "From evil people come evil deeds." So today, do you find yourself trying to make a wrong situation right? Especially as this is the Lent season, this is the perfect time to release that situation into God's hands and to cling to these words. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:17-18. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, release what's crooked into God's hands.